Hello there, podcast listener people.
Good day, mate.
Well, how do you know they're all in Australia?
I just wanted to say
that. Oh, okay. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
In Case You Missed It. On Facebook, there's pictures of me and Tony with the woman Snapchat filter.
We got it going on.
And thanks for all the names you've given us.
What happens on this show stays on this show. Good morning.
My daughter, she's got the Snapchat.
Yeah.
So we got her to, if you haven't seen it, there's a Snapchat filter that, I mean, it turns a guy's picture, and they look just like a woman.
By golly.
I mean, it's...
I couldn't believe it. I've seen the filters that put, like, Bambi ears on you, yeah, but this thing here, it transforms everything.
So we got her to take a picture of me and Tony, and she did the woman filter. Put them up on Facebook and ask, what should our lady names be? I mean, it's freaky.
All right, that's what I'm saying is when we opened this morning, this is for Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Let's don't bring up this morning it ever happened.
Okay.
But you're kind of awkward cute there. You're uncomfortable pretty.
Are you saying that?
If we were out
somewhere and Lady Jason was there, you'd be all like, "Hey, Lady Jason, sup, girl?"
I'll never admit I said this out loud, but you're uncomfortable, pretty. You are. I don't like it. I don't like looking at you. It's uneasy because you are. I'm sitting here, and I know what you look like, unlike that. But looking at that,
yeah,
it makes me feel.
You would,
wow.
You would swipe right for me on Tinder? Is that what you're saying? There's a guy, he bought him a wiener mobile, and now he's got it for sale.
He's having wiener problems.
Someone in Bakersfield, California, bought a Oscar Mayer wiener mobile
awesome.
A few years ago.
Those are cool.
Yeah, I'd take one. I think that'd be fun to have. I think a Jason Tony Wienermobile would be fantastic.
Well, you know, I mean, we've read this. You know that there's a drivers. You have to go through school to own one of these.
Well, it's a pain in the butt to drive. I've actually got to drive one.
That is right. I remember that.
Yeah. So. This guy, he bought it for his regular everyday car.
Hmm?
Well,
that's...
It turns out that the Wienermobile as a daily driver, not so good.
It ain't?
No, I'd say it's fun for about a week and then.
Yeah, so you mean to say that he's learned that it's not a practical daily driving car?
Yeah, he's got it up for sale, though. It's got 110,000 miles on it. Runs good.
Wow.
He wants $7,000 for it.
That's
so
cheap.
Cheaper
than I thought it'd be.
I think $7,000 is a great deal on a Wienermobile, but I can see it being difficult to do things with.
I can, too, and this required me thinking of things.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I had to. I wanted to hit some things that would lead you to sell it, you know, because it's not a practical daily driver.
No, it's a big wiener.
Right. Yeah. Drive-through.
Yeah.
Drive-throughs.
You couldn't take a wiener through
a drive-through. No wiener clearance.
Yeah.
Car washes.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have wiener damage through whenever you get that out.
You don't want wiener damage.
Uh-uh. Parallel parking.
Right.
There ain't no wiener run.
Yeah.
You know? Old changes and general wiener services.
Yeah.
I say this guy done good by selling it.
Yeah.
It's not practical.
When you really think about it.
Get rid of your wiener.
Yeah. A guy in Alabama used the internet. I know, shocker. He ordered something from Amazon, but he didn't get what he ordered.
Not even close.
I feel bad for this guy. He's one of the few people that has the internet in Alabama. And he ordered some shower curtains and some shower rings from Amazon.
That's a common purchase.
When the package arrived Thursday, he opened it.
Uh-huh.
And there was no shower rings.
There was?
No shower curtain.
What was there?
A urine sample.
Okay.
Yeah, it had a lady's name on it, birthday, and all this stuff. And he said he got a good laugh about it.
I bet.
Because there's not a lot of entertainment in Alabama.
There ain't a lot of people that just up and mail pee.
Well, I bet he told everybody in town, I was on that internet, and they sent me pee.
I got some pee in the mail today, y'all. Isn't this awesome? Come over to my house and look at it. Look here.
He called Amazon.
Put that on the mantle.
And they say they didn't want it back.
You don't figure.
So he planned to hang on to it for a while to see if he's contacted to send it back. But after that, he just plans to throw it out.
In case anybody decides they want it, yeah. I'm going to keep it.
Man, I guess that's really putting the P in Amazon Prime.
Well, they said they were number one, didn't they?
Yeah.
They mail it.
I bet when she finds out that they lost her urine sample, she's going to be pissed.
Nope.
It was story time this morning. Another Tony Tales from Tony.
Here, enjoy.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, it would hike its leg and blow. Mary yelled at the lamb and begged it pretty please, "Would you kindly stop cutting the cheese?" The lamb apologized and didn't know what to tell her, except, "Spray some Lysol and the smeller's the feller." Mary told the lamb she was fixing to go. The pharmacy had a product called Super Strength Beano. The lamb agreed to give Beano a try, since the methane made tears in Mary's eye. Then plop, 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 drink, 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 Beano made the poots not stink. Mary grabbed her little lamb, whose fleece was white as snow, and said, "Come on, my cheese-cured lamb, let's go, let's go, let's go." The end.
Had a brand new word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Lice Krispies. Lice Krispies are a treat made from bugs that live in dirty hair. Lice Krispies.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
Here's the best country lyric never written.
It's some pretty words right here.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He cheated on his wife, and then he felt her power when she threw the toaster into the shower.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. There's a woman named Julie Hudden, mm-hmm. and she's been helping her 97-year-old grandma Helen cross things off her bucket list.
Aww.
One of the things she's always wanted to do was go to prom. She didn't go to her own prom because it was the Depression and her parents couldn't afford a dress.
Back then, people couldn't afford food.
So a few months ago, Julie asked the principal at a nearby high school if Helen could go to their prom, and the principal loved the idea.
Oh, that's sweet.
They said Julie could go as her date, so she recently surprised Helen with a promposal, bought her a dress, and even got her a tiara to wear with it.
Oh, 97 years old.
Well, before the big day, last Friday, Helen joked that she wanted to do the Hully Gully, which is a dance move from the 60s. Mm-hmm. So they queued up some music just for her. She cut loose. All the seniors at mm-hmm. the school got together, too, and decided to make her honorary prom queen.
If that don't make you tear up.
How great is that?
Makes me want to dance with my grandmother.
No kidding. To Julie Hudden, the school, the senior class, and, of course, to Grandma Helen, y'all are
real good.
Okay, well, that's it for today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening to it. Be sure to share it with all your friends. They'll love you for it, I'm sure. It will replace a gift for their birthday if that's coming up.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
Yeah, they said you can't say I never gave you anything.
You gave me Jason and Tony.
And that's priceless. All right, well, that's it for today's podcast, Tony. Let's wrap it up. This has been
In Case You Missed It.